to give them to you. Dana stared at the pipes in her hand, then looked at me with deliberate attention as if she hadn't entirely noticed me before. For a moment I was painfully aware of my appearance. My cloak was threadbare, and even wearing my best clothes I was a short step from shabby. She looked down again and slowly closed her hand around the pipes. Then she looked up at me, her expression unreadable.
"I think you might be a wonderful person," she said.
I drew a breath, but Dana spoke first.
"However," she said, "this is too great a thanks. More payment than is appropriate for any help I've given you, I would end up in your debt."
She caught hold of my hand and pressed the pipes back into it.
"I would rather have you beholden to me,"
she grinned suddenly.
"This way, you still owe me a favor."
The room grew noticeably quieter. I looked around, confused due to the fact that I'd forgotten where I was. Dana lay a finger to her lips and pointed over the railing to the stage below. We stepped closer to the edge and looked down to see an old man with a white beard opening an oddly shaped instrument case. I sucked in a surprised breath when I saw what he was holding.
"What is that thing?"
Dana asked.
"It's an old court lute," I said, unable to keep the amazement out of my voice. "I've never actually seen one before. That's a lute."
Dana's lips moved silently.
"I count 24 strings. How does that even work? That's more than some harps."
"That's how they made them years ago, before metal strings, before they knew how to brace a long neck. It's incredible.
There's more careful engineering in that swan neck than in any three cathedrals."
I watched as the old man tucked his beard out of the way and adjusted himself in his seat.
"I just hope he tuned it before he went on stage," I added softly. "Otherwise we'll be waiting an hour while he fiddles with his pegs. My father used to say the old minstrels used to spend 2 days stringing and 2 hours of tuning to get 2 minutes music from an old court lute."
It only took the old man about 5 minutes to get the strings in agreement. Then he began to play. I am ashamed to admit it, but I remember nothing of the song. Despite the fact that I had never seen a court lute, let alone heard one, my mind was too awhirl with thoughts of Dana to absorb much else. As we leaned on the railing side by side, I snuck glances at her out of the corner of my eye. She hadn't called me by name or mentioned our meeting before in Rowan's caravan. That meant she didn't remember me. Not too surprising, I suppose, that she would forget a ragged boy she'd only known for a few days on the road. Still, it stung a bit, as I'd had fond thoughts of her for months. Still, there was no way to bring it up now without seeming foolish. Better to make a fresh start and hope I was more memorable the second time around. The song was over before I realized it, and I clapped enthusiastically to make up for my inattention.
"I thought you'd made a mistake when you doubled your chorus earlier,"
Dana said to me as the applause died down.
"I couldn't believe you really wanted a stranger to join in. I haven't seen that done anywhere except around campfires at night."
I shrugged.
"Everyone kept telling me this is where the best musicians played."
I made a sweeping gesture with one hand toward her. I trusted someone would know the part. She arched an eyebrow.
"It was a near thing," she said. "I waited for someone else to jump in instead. I was a little anxious to step in myself."
I gave her a puzzled look.
"Why? You have a lovely voice."
She gave a sheepish grimace.
"I'd only heard the song twice before this. I wasn't sure if I'd remember all of it."
"Twice?" Dana nodded.
"And the second time was just a span ago. A couple played it during a formal dinner I attended off in Etnia."
"Are you serious?" I said incredulously. She tilted her head back and forth, as if caught in a white lie. Her dark hair fell across her face, and she brushed it away absent-mindedly.
"Okay, I suppose I did hear the couple rehearse a little right before the dinner."
I shook my head, hardly believing it.
"That's amazing! It's a terribly difficult harmony. And to remember all the lyrics."
I marveled silently for a moment, shaking my head.
"You have an incredible ear." "You're not the first man to say that,"
Dana said wryly.
"But you might be the first to say it while actually looking at my ears."
She glanced down meaningfully.
I felt myself beginning to blush furiously when I heard a familiar voice behind us.